everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, and the birthday boy, Josh Reese. Oh my goodness, look. We got Rey Mysterio masks.
Yeah.
Right? This is what we always do. We put these on.
Yeah.
We got a balloon. Hey, Josh, you're the best. You're the best, Josh.
I'm the best every single fucking day. Not just on the day I was birthed.
Kroger was out of helium. Sorry.
I got him a gift.
That actually
is a Bailey. It's a signed Bailey. Yeah.
I will regal all over this.
That is yours.
This balloon behind you.
You need one of those there. People that, like, you'll just put it right there,
yeah.
Your own, and be like, yeah, I knew it.
I knew she took it.
So that's and look, we always
I'm
going to
leave
these,
it over here, but this is for you.
We always do these birthday, you know, big birthday celebrations for everyone. So
holy shit.
Here, hold up the sign. We're going to put the sign.
Yeah, that's...
There it is.
That's not backwards,
what
right?
The fuck is happening?
No, here we go.
Birthday show!
Happy birthday, no. Josh.
Happy birthday.
Listen, I'll wear the mask
Happy
for
birthday.
Sure. The mask is for... Oh,
to you.
God.
All right.
It's your birthday.
I'm being buried.
How old are you?
I don't know if I want to disclose that.
Oh, no one... Come on. Don't be a baby.
I'm 37.
37?
I'm a sprightly 37-year-old.
Damn.
He is old. I woke up today and I was like, oh, the bones are creaking just a little bit more than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean when you were stroking your bone?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Bang!
I was like, it's a lot harder to do now.
Hey, did you have a birthday bust?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean,
I like how he's ashamed.
Let's be honest.
And last night at midnight, you know how they do New Year's? He goes, he's like, 10, 9, 8,
New Year's!
Birthday! Gah! All over, like, you know, a picture of Bailey.
Triple H.
Apparently.
Yeah, Triple H is on there. Daniel Bryan, John Cena, your favorite.
Bryan Danielson? Oh my
well,
God.
He's not Bryan Danielson there.
No, you know what? They did mention one of my favorites on the show this week.
Oh. Who?
They had a Wardlow mention. Not a Wardlow.
No.
Oh,
don't
Lord.
Spoil it.
Oh, Lord.
Don't spoil it. You're not going to. No, MJF gets to mention it, not you. True. You don't get to steal that from him.
True.
One of Listen, what it's my birthday.
What a pre-birthday for Josh. One of his favorite wrestlers of all time gets mentioned.
I was like, oh, nice pop. I pop for that. And it's like, okay.
So listen, so this is our first podcast where. First?
Second.
Second.
Second, where so we're second. Only doing AEW.
Yeah.
And I promise I would do an NXT short recap.
Yeah.
Before the show.
Okay.
And I guess I'll reference Wayne's World and just do my best Garth impression. Sucked.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent.
I'll follow with my impact. My impact update.
Yeah.
Not bad, Andrew.
I skipped through NXT. I watched it in about 10 minutes,
yeah.
2 hours and 10 minutes, and really nothing to say.
No.
Well, you Braun gave them a rating.
Braun Breaker and Ciampa are still kind of squabbling.
Yeah.
Vaughn sucks, still sucks.
Yes. They had they had the two hillbilly tag team boys, the beer drinkers, go to a concert with Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter.
Interesting.
And it was weird. At one point, the two girls hugged and Briggs and Jensen looked at each other like, oh my God.
They're
like,
about they're not, to fall.
They're not kissing. They're hugging at a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they're manly men. They find those feelings kind of confusing. They're hugging. They must be about to fuck.
Ew.
Dear.
Now, if we were doing...
Broke back.
If NXT was included in awards, I think it's safe to say Mandy Rose would have won Best Dressed.
How?
She was basically cosplaying as Black Widow. She was pretty hot.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I might pretty have good.
And then Von Wagner would have won Worst Acting. Yeah,
yeah.
I did watch that.
So he's things terrible. Stay the same.
Things stay the same, yeah.
Okay.
But all right, let's talk about AEW Dynamite. Winter is coming.
Winter's here.
Yeah.
And you know what that means? It's Wednesday. Winter has come. I didn't know that.
You know what that means? I'm still home. I'm still home.
They still say that shit, though.
Yeah, they do. And they're always going to say it.
They are.
So we open with Bryan Danielson versus Hangman Adam Page for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. And, you know, we all gave our predictions for what we thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Thank
we
God
all had
we're...
three different answers.
Thank God we're all wrong.
I was right. You were right?
Yeah.
What?
I had Paige clean.
Is that it, huh?
I had a
disqualification.
That's close.
You know,
that's pretty close.
That's close.
But
wait, what did you say? You
said, Daniel
new champion.
Yeah, new champion.
None of us were right, and we should have predicted this.
No. As soon as they said 60-minute time limit, I was like, of course.
Right.
I didn't realize.
Of course.
But I mean, 10 more seconds and Paige wins clean.
Maybe.
Come on, he hit the super buckshot lariat.
Daniel was kicking out at one.
No, that was the mini buckshot lariat.
Kicking out at one. No, you can tell early on that this is going to be a long match because they took their time.
Yep.
Brian's such a good heel. He would bait Paige to come after him, but then like lean under the rope, like, get away from me. And the ref's like, all right, get away from him. Paige hit a beautiful moonsault off the top rope to Brian outside the ring. Mm-hmm. Brian busted Paige open 30 minutes into the match. And then I don't know why AEW does this, but they let Paige recover outside the ring for the entire commercial break while the ref and trainer check on him.
Right.
I don't get that. How many times should he have been counted out?
Yeah, this match went 60 minutes because 10 minutes of the match was outside.
I don't understand the logic here. They've done this before recently where it's like, hey, Paige is hurt. He can't go right now. He needs to recover. He can't go. Let me pin him and end the match then right now. Yeah. New champion.
Well, you know, COVID. I just blame it for everything nowadays.
They don't do this in the UFC. A guy can't just call time out in the middle of the fucking round and be like, hold on, I'm not ready. I'm too injured.
Wrestling isn't real.
Yeah, but it's just dumb. I don't like how they do this. It also makes Paige look weak as fuck.
Right.
And Daniel looked dumb. He was just sitting in the ring doing jumping jacks.
Yeah. So about 45 minutes in, Paige gave Brian a tombstone, but Brian kicked out. Of a tombstone.
It's not the Undertaker. He's bigger and stronger.
No one should do the Undertaker's move.
The funny
thing
is,
am I just too
that,
much of an Undertaker, Mark, that I don't think anyone should do his move?
It's not the same league, though. I mean, he doesn't exist there.
Is it not the most like famous finishing move of all time?
The Stunner's probably better, bigger.
Shivani, as soon as they hit that, they go, he just kicked out of a tombstone. Well, and I was like, Shivani, you've seen them kick out of way crazier shit than that.
Super kick, tombstone, double tombstone,
right, on
double
the apron.
Super kick out. Right.
But a normal tombstone, that's
what also don't like seeing 30 cutters in an AEW. They have scaled back on the cutters, I will say that.
Yeah.
But it's still a lot of cutters.
Right.
Then Brian gave Paige a back suplex off the top rope, but Paige kicked out. Paige gave Brian the dead eye on the apron. Paige then dove off the top rope, but Brian moved and Paige hit face first on the timekeeper's table.
It didn't break. It was stiff. It seemed a little stiff.
Yeah.
It didn't sell. No sell.
Then Brian pulled up the mat outside the ring and gave Paige a DDT on the concrete. That was during the split screen commercial break.
Yeah.
Then Brian went for another back suplex off the top rope, but Paige did a backflip and landed on his feet. And then Paige hit Brian with Brody Lee's finisher. The discus clothesline.
Mm.
That was a nice little
touch.
Yeah.
A pre-birthday present for Brody Lee.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Then 55 minutes in, Brian was in control of the match and he yells, it's time to kick his fucking head in. And you can hear every word. The commentary tried to talk over him because I guess maybe they knew he was going to say it. But I don't know.
It's weird. Yeah.
You could hear it very loudly. So then he starts stomping on Paige's head while Paige gives him the finger. Brian goes for the running knee, but Paige counters with the dead eye. But Brian kicks out, and the camera angle was bad on the dead eye because Brian's head was like 2 feet from the mat.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't do the dead eye because it doesn't always look good.
No, just turn the camera around. Just come from another angle or something.
Yeah.
It's just the camera was in the exact wrong spot. You're like, oh, he didn't come close to that.
No. But even in person, the people... You know,
yeah,
the crowd.
You know,
and then pop forward.
Then Paige yelled, "It's time to kick his fucking head in!" And he stomps on Brian's head. He goes for the buckshot lariat, but Brian counters with the lapel lock with 1 minute left. Paige fights out of it. hits a big clothesline, and then hits the buckshot lariat, but the time expires.
No, it should be like soccer. Like, just a couple more seconds. Let's see what happens.
Go to penalty kicks after this?
Penalty kicks.
Where's Gorilla Monsoon when you need him?
Yeah.
You know?
Or Jack Tunney.
Yeah, Josh doesn't get that. Well, no, it was Gorilla Monsoon that... Gorilla Monsoon came out for WrestleMania 12 when Bret and Shawn had the Iron Man match. Mm. There's some history for you, Josh.
We should have.
It was 0-0 when the time ran out and Gorilla Monsoon restarted the match.
I would have understood the Vince McMahon snapping his quads in half after the two guys landed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have understood that reference.
Which two guys?
John Cena?
Nope.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
John Cena and Batista.
Drax. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, I guess
that's
Batista.
Happy birthday to you.
Nice. That might, if we ever did like a worst botched move bracket, that would be a number one seed for sure. Oh, that would be like one of the favorites.
Was
to
that
win.
A real botch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Batista was just supposed to eliminate him, but he picked him up and lost his balance. And they went over the top rope and both landed at the same time. It was the
you
perfect.
You can't make it up.
And then to make matters worse, Vince runs out because he's pissed and he fucking tears both quads.
It was
a double botch.
He does the Superman into the ring.
And he can't get up.
And both of his quads hit the fucking corner of the ring, blasting them. Destroying his quads.
Steroids.
Think about this muscle right here and they pop. The muscle popped. Steroids for sure. The muscle fucking, both of them. Josh, not one. Both of them. So he goes to stand up and he fails.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
That was the most disturbing thing, was him trying to stand up.
And his legs just buckle like under him. Then he sits down. I'm sure he's in extreme pain.
But he's not selling the pain. He's just like, what's going on here?
It's he probably has no idea what's fucking happening to him right now. But he's got to come. What's he going to do? Stop. I'm an idiot. Tend to me.
So we'll get back to the AEW in a second, but I'm kind of curious, did they wheel him out after? Like in a stretcher? Did he limp on the way?
Well, because they continued the match, so.
Yeah, they restarted the match.
Sitting down in the ring while they're wrestling?
He was sitting outside the ring.
They must have carried him. Must have carried him away, yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to have to rewatch that.
Great. Anyways, AEW needs to stop doing these fucking draws.
Yes.
Bryan Danielson has been here for 2 months, and he has 2 draws already.
Listen, this was a perfect way for him to lose. This was a great match.
Right.
I mean, he can lose, right? He's not untouchable.
Yeah, and immediately Excalibur's like, can't wait for the rematch. It's like, well, why would there be a rematch?
No, I don't want to see the rematch. What can they do that's better?
Why would there be a rematch? Bryan didn't win the title. It's over, right?
Yes, of
course. That's it.
That's it.
But they're like, oh, can't wait for the rematch.
Right. To be the man, you have to beat Ben, the man. And he didn't beat him. Back of the line.
The only time you get rematches is if, like, you win by DQ or something. And it's like, well, Bryan won, so he should at least get another shot at the title.
Yeah, I know. Right.
But they didn't do that. If you're too afraid of having either guy lose...
Don't have the match.
Right.
I don't like these draws. I don't think they're clever. I really don't.
Yeah.
It was just a way to get a ratings boost, because it's like, oh, it's a world title match and it's Bryan Danielson, and
for sure
it's Adam Page's first title defense, but I don't like it.
It was a really, really good match.
You could have had Miro win that tournament and then he beats Miro on this night.
Right. But you can't have Danielson lose to Miro.
No.
I guess, but you
Then you don't put Danielson in the tournament. Right. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to fight again at... Well, Revolution is in March. I mean, it's the beginning of March, but that's almost 3 months away. Mm. So they got to fight before that, right?
You would think so. I mean, it's a long...
I mean, they have plenty of Dynamites that they treat as pay-per-views like this one. They're going to have another Dynamite before Revolution that they treat as a pay-per-view. Or maybe it's going to be the first Saturday night special on TNT, because they're going to have 4 of those on TNT.
Mm.
So maybe then.
Or AEW Day 2, countering Day 1.
Right.
But I would think Paige wins clean the second match, right? They just didn't want to do it here.
Why? Why would he win clean?
I don't know. That's true. Maybe another draw? How many more draws?
This is a best of 7. No one wins.
That's right.
7 draws.
So I have the Meltzer rating here. What was the highest he's ever done?
7.
And that was the ending of that match?
I don't know.
It was a no. Yeah, no one won. It was a draw. The ending of the seventh. I think star the match
six
was a draw.
Star. Yeah, but whatever.
So
it was
this,
Okada Omega.
Meltzer said greatest matches ever seen. 32 stars.
32 stars. 32 wow. Stars. Wow. You had me for a minute. I was like, his ratings is out already?
No. In the Tokyo Dome.
It's usually right? It takes a few days.
Everyone's waiting for it.
Yeah. What is I'm sure rating? It'll be five six. Stars at least.
I think six.
Because Omega.
Six? It wasn't in Japan.
Well, Omega Bryan.
True.
Omega Bryan went 30 minutes to a draw, and that got five stars.
Yeah. So this will be six.
5.2.
But again, once you go over five stars,
it's ridiculous.
How do you take it seriously anymore? Right.
Seven, eight stars. I have a new scale.
Doesn't make any sense.
32 stars.
Yeah.
Sounds like Trump there. Best stars.
It was the best match I've ever seen. It was a draw. Of course, it was a draw. You
so
idiots.
My rating is I give myself 82 stars.
Yeah.
Because I'm the best wrestler.
I was there. I made it great.
I mean, let me ask you a question. Are they Hall of Famers?
No. Did either of them get stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin and give the worst sell of a stunner of all time, even worse than Linda McMahon?
And by worst, I mean best.
Well, it was the best worst stunner of all time.
So number one, best. That's all that matters.
Biggest gift in history.
When he got elected, I made a Twitter account. It didn't really go anywhere. Like I did it for like maybe the first few weeks, but. It's just called Trump Getting Stunned, and every day I would post the same gif of Stone Cold stunning Trump.
Hey, well,
because there's a lot of Twitter accounts like that gain a lot of traction, and it's so stupid. There's a Twitter account where every single Friday night someone posts Daniel Craig on SNL going, "Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd." And like they have millions of followers, and that's all they do is post the same video of Daniel Craig going, "Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd." It's like, ah. It's Friday night. But.
Hey, well, you got a chance to do it again when he runs again.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next up, we have a backstage promo from Adam Cole, the Young Bucks, and Bobby Fish.
Oh, my God.
What?
I didn't like it.
Well, no. They had the Jingle Bell song playing in the background, but a kazoo version.
Right. Which makes...
Why do they do this a lot? Even WWE does this when they're doing like their little, like, when they're selling...
Yeah.
Their website, you hear like this weird.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
So they challenge the best friends to an 8-man tag for Rampage. Cole tells the Young Bucks that next Wednesday, I've got the best Christmas present you could ask for. So maybe like Omega's head? I don't know.
Kyle O'Reilly?
On a platter.
Kyle O'Reilly? Dude, maybe. That's true. That's like, Josh just ripped the lid off of it.
Oh my God.
Dude, that's got to be it.
Could be.
That's gotta be it.
Yeah.
Hey, and they're gonna be like, oh, okay, you're bringing all your friends and.
You know what's all about the
a best friends?
Dude,
Kyle
you're right.
O'Reilly coming?
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think I really feel like it.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, they're combining the Elite with the Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think they're kicking.
I mean, what do they. Well, eventually that's what's gonna happen, right? Is Cole's gonna turn on the Young Bucks and Omega or whatever. What are they gonna call the Undisputed Era in AEW?
The Era.
No, that's too...
No?
That's no.
The
that's
Elite
lame.
Era? E-E?
That's not bad. Yeah. Something, but obviously it can't be
the Elite it. Era?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right, next up we have Wardlow. Wardlow versus Matt Sydal with Sean Spears ringside. Why doesn't Spears ever get to wrestle?
I don't know.
I like him.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wardlow powerbombed Sydal two times, so Spears grabbed a mic and said, "Wardlow! He ain't moving, man. Just get the win."
And what was that about?
I don't know. It made no sense. Because
they don't make money per hour.
Wardlow gives Sydal one more powerbomb and pins him. And then Spears tells Wardlow, "Yeah, that was one too many. That we don't get paid by the hour." And then Spears hits Sydal with the chair a bunch of times.
So weird.
It didn't really make sense.
And then Spears gets a phone call from MJF. And he tells Wardlow, "Hey, Max needs you to go pick up some champagne to celebrate his big win for later. I'll drive you by." And then he's like, "Just wear that. Just wear that." He's pointing. So, yeah, he's funny, you know? He's good.
He's underutilized.
Yeah.
Like every place he's ever been.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, we have video promo. I mean, everyone's FTR's wrestling matches. MJF's wrestling matches. Wardlow's wrestling. Not Spears. Not Spears. It's a shame.
It doesn't make sense. He's really good. He's the chairman. Let him win matches with a chair.
At one point, they got to let... And maybe MJF's next to win the fucking belt. He should be. MJF's the champ. FTR, the tag champs. Mm-hmm. And Sean Spears is the TNT champion. Or do they give it to Wardlow?
Wardlow. Why would they give anything
to
Spears?
It kind of fits their thing to shit on Wardlow. Like, we all have belts except for fucking Wardlow.
Yeah, he's getting paid.
He's like, Wardlow's I haven't lost
son of a bitch.
Singles matches I've been here. What more does it take?
And then MJF reminds him, he's like, well, you lost to Cody 3 years ago. He's like, oh, that was it.
Yeah, guy didn't. But whatever.
Yeah. Next up, we have video promos from Ty Conti and Penelope Ford. I'm only mentioning this because someone's got to win best dressed. Ty challenges Ford to a submission match on Rampage, and Ford accepts. Very Can't true. Wait for that. Not. And of course, Ty does the see you Friday, bitch. Every fucking woman's feud.
You don't think
every woman's feud of all time, they've said bitch.
That's true. That's very true.
Enough.
But you don't think that Ford's got the submission skills?
Okay. Yeah, she does Austin Aries' finisher in submission.
Yeah.
But whatever. Next up, we have a video promo from Malakai Black. Looks like he might be building a stable.
It does, doesn't he?
He spits the shit in some guy's face, but we don't see who it is.
Andrade finally turned. He's joined.
That's it.
That would be amazing.
That's it. And he has like the makeup and that's how he's just like, Idolo.
He's the black misses are in his eyes, and he's like, oh, Charlotte looks way hotter like this.
I've made a huge mistake.
Baby, come back.
Baby, now that I don't have to see your face, you're beautiful.
Later, Tony Schiavone interviews the Varsity Blondes because they're upset about what Black did to Julia Hart last week. Griff Garrison, the Von Wagner of AEW. He challenges Black to a match next week, and Brian Pillman tells Griff, don't let this guy get in your head. This is exactly what he wants. And Griff tries to get upset, but he's a terrible actor. He politely, he's like, what are you talking about, man? He pushes him that hard, like just like that. What are you talking about? That's our sister!
Yep.
If you're not going to fight this battle, I will.
We fuck her together!
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's your sister that you want to fuck.
My stepsister! I've seen porn start this way!
What are you doing, step bro?
You're the best brother a girl can ever ask for. That's how they all start.
That's how they start. Yeah. Yes. Very disturbing.
Thank you, Griff.
That's really, it's gross. I don't like those videos. I think they're very gross. Anyways, next up we have.
Really?
What?
You don't like scenarios?
No, I don't like the I don't like those videos.
Oh, you know those. Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have Serena Deeb versus Hikaru Shida. The rubber match.
Say something like, the rubber match is usually the best match. Best match against rubber match.
Okay. I do like Serena Deeb. I have come to really like her. Yeah, she's a convincing heel.
You've come on. Wait, what?
Well,
bust the nut. No.
Well, not that attractive. No, not really.
No,
I'd rather be with Sheeta than
I keep thinking it's Thunder Rosa without her makeup on. I was like, I've never seen these two in the same. Have we?
That's
we
pretty have. Racist. Yeah,
the American Thunder Rosa.
No, this wasn't as good as their second match. Their second match was great.
It had heat, but it wasn't that good.
Deeb put Sheeta in the figure four in the ring posts. You know, that was always cool.
Bret Hart did that.
Yeah. And then both of them were trading roll-ups, and Excalibur said, both men looking for the pin. I mean, women.
Whoa. Calm down, Excalibur.
I think that was just like him.
Freudian slip?
No, like.
Being
you
funny?
You know, he was like, Jim Ross isn't here. We need one of these.
He's never saying that. Shout out to you, JR.
Yeah,
get better.
That was for my boy, JR.
He's like, they're just used to it. Right?
JR's at home. He's like, boom, that was me.
That was me, boom.
I told Excalibur to say that.
He turns over to no one in the couch. Calm down, freaks.
Yeah.
JR's sitting at
home.
He
takes a picture of his foot. He's like, boom.
You know how?
Here's my foot. That was me.
You know how Monday Night Football has the Manning cast? Yeah. You can watch Monday Night Football with them. You should be able to watch AEW Dynamite with Jim Ross.
I would watch it 100%. Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
compound freaks.
He's like, wow, that was a great match. Oh, look at these pictures of Nyla Rose in a bikini. That's really nice. Yeah.
That deserves a like.
That's a like and a retweet. Mm-hmm.
Honey, give me a beer. All right, let me check Twitter.
All right.
Your wife's dead.
Well, I'm going to send.
Fuck you. She's not dead. She's alive in my heart.
Oh, I just DM'd Nyla Rose a picture of my feet. You like this, bitch? How do you like my skin cancer on my foot, bitch? It's coming off soon.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm coming off soon.
Imagine these feet with a hole in them. Oh, God. Yeah. Pretty hot.
TMI.
Anyways, get better wishes, JR.
We mean that sincerely.
Indeed.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Sheeta wins. Next match.
Sheeta wins.
She did.
Deeb removed the turnbuckle, but then, of course, she hits the turnbuckle, and
yeah.
Sheeta wins with a jackknife roll-up. So her two wins on Deeb are roll-ups. All right.
And the feud is over.
The feud is over, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Next up, they show us highlights of Hook's debut match on Rampage.
And Taz was busting out.
Taz was like, yeah.
That's some renegade shit.
People that watched it said he looked impressive, but he still looks 12 years old.
Right.
They showed him walking to the ring, and it was like, oh my God, it looks like a baby. They're babies. So, whatever. He beat Fuego del Sol, the biggest jobber in the company.
I watched this match on Renegade. And
did you?
Rampage?
Oh, Rampage. And,
that's my show. I'm going to have my show, Renegade, with Taz.
That's some Rampage shit.
Welcome to Taz's Renegade shit.
He would do like a suplex and then like walk around like, can you believe that shit? All right.
You're not now, Brock Lesnar.
Now watch this. Then he'd do a clothesline. He'd walk around the ring like,
oh God.
Can you believe that shit? I did a clothesline. That is a clothesline. All right.
So just admired himself for 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was horrible.
If he's still so green, then why even have him out there? Of all people, you have to make Taz happy?
And Taz was like jizzing all over him like, look at this handsome devil. This devil's so handsome. He clearly has his mother's looks.
Yeah. Yeah. And his mother's height.
And his father's DNA. I'm not the real dad. There's no way he's the real dad. He looks nothing like him. Taz has got like that dark red skin.
Yeah.
Right. Hook's like pale. Hook's gorgeous. He's like this, you know, Taz.
He's a toad.
He's a toad. Yeah.
He's a toad.
He's a chode.
Aww.
Yeah.
Poor Taz.
Poor Taz.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Eddie Kingston. He calls out 3.0 and challenges them to a 10-man tag for Rampage.
Oh, no.
This is why we're still not watching Rampage.
Correct.
Yes.
It's going to be Eddie, Santana and Ortiz, and the Lucha Bros versus 3.0, and whoever you pick. So, two other heels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not going to be Fish and O'Reilly.
No, it's going to be...
me.
Hook... and
Taz.
Fucking Taz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Next up, we have MJF versus Dante Martin for the AEW Diamond Ring. MJF came out first and got in a fan's face who was yelling at him. He grabbed the guy's hat and tossed it. It could have been a plant, but it was great either way.
Yeah.
Then MJF gets in the ring, and he says, hey, Texas, your daughter swallows.
Whoa.
It's right in the face.
Whoa.
You don't like me, Texas? Maybe you'd like me more if I was like you. Anti-education and pro-incest.
Ouch.
And then he moves on to CM Punk.
Where in Texas?
Dallas.
Was it Dallas?
Hmm?
It was
like Fort Worth or something.
Garland?
Like North Texas.
Garland?
No.
North Texas.
With a G. Plano? I think it was with a G.
That might have been Garland.
Grapevine?
No. I think it was...
It was North Texas. Cares?
They were in fucking Texas.
Dallas and Jace.
Here's MJF talking about Punk.
The second he got nervous last week, the best thing he could come up with was, your local sports team sucks for 10 straight minutes.
True.
It was Garland, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Garland, Texas.
Yep.
Interesting.
Dallas.
All right, here's the rest.
Sure.
So highbrow, CM. I don't know how you think of this stuff. I especially love the part when you claimed I needed to stop running and face you like a man so you can move on to try to become a world champion. That's interesting, Punk, because I didn't realize that having an undefeated streak and a string of underwhelming matches against underwhelming opponents made you championship material. I thought that just made you the new Ryback.
Oh my God.
Wow. What? Why is that a dig? Ryback was great in his time.
You kidding me? Ryback's at home going, they said my name.
Yeah. No one wants Ryback. No one. Ryback can't get a job at NWA.
Josh wants Ryback.
Josh wants Ryback. Yeah, sign him to your wrestling fucking show. That's great because also if you know the history, Punk hates Ryback. When Punk first left WWE in January of 2014, he did Colt Cabana's podcast like I think October of that same year.
Yeah.
And he shit all over Ryback. He called him steroid guy and
he's so stiff.
Yeah. So that's a great dig. Fucking Ryback reference. Then MJF roasts Dante Martin saying, "You may have the charisma and verbal ability of Helen Keller on Quaaludes, but I can beat you with a headlock takeover."
That's pretty good.
"I don't claim to be the best in the world. I just am." Mm. That's a perfect description of Dante Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
A few minutes into the match, Martin went for a rolling 450 splash, but botched it. He almost kneed MJF in the head.
Kneed him in, like, almost the throat.
It was the neck.
Horrible.
Yeah. And then Excalibur tried to save it. He called it, "Oh, a 450 knee drop." Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
No.
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 Then MJF threw Martin into the barricade, and a fan gave him the double bird salute. So MJF got right in his face and yelled, "Do something," over and over again.
A fucking pussy didn't do anything.
No, he didn't. Later, MJF was outside the ring, and Martin dove onto MJF from inside the ring four different times from all sides of the ring. It was pretty good until Martin botched the fourth one, missed MJF. The AEW marks chanted, "Holy shit." Even though he missed MJF by a mile. It's like, all right, you could do a shooting star press, but you missed him. I don't know. You missed him. It wasn't good.
Maybe a little bit fault of MJF for being too close, but still, Martin fault as well.
Yeah. Then Martin did the 10-punch count on the turnbuckle, but didn't even come close to punching MJF's head.
No. Mm-mm.
Instead, he lightly tapped the turnbuckle pad each time. It looked so bad they had to cut away from it.
No.
Why though? I don't why.
I don't know. Just like bad. Look, you could do this.
Yeah.
Like it looks better than punching the turnbuckle pad.
Kind of like when was it one of the Dark Orders were like punching Dustin or something.
Yeah.
They were just like punching the mat next to him, but you could clearly see it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Horrible.
This is why they need a training facility.
Yeah.
They need some coaches. Because Dante Martin's never had any. I mean...
Well, you could...
Well, someone taught him how to wrestle, sure. But, like, come on now. This can't be on TV, on TNT.
Well, you could say that Dark and other Elevation. Those are all their,
Yeah, but who's
shows.
Teaching them? What do you mean? Who's training them? They're just saying go have matches and practice. Like, no one's... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on now. Arn Anderson, for God's sakes, teach them.
Yeah.
Teach them how to throw a fucking punch. Later, Martin hit MJF with a moonsault, went for a pin, but Ricky Starks ran out and put MJF's foot on the bottom rope. That distracted Martin, so MJF grabbed him and quickly made Martin tap to the salt of the earth. So, and still, three-peat for MJF with the diamond ring, of course.
Yeah. Andrew was right.
But every time they give him a new one, huh?
Does it?
No, I think they just give it back to him.
Like he just in a box? Like
give
it's
it
new?
To a ref, yeah.
Hey, we cleaned it. Yeah,
right. We washed it for you. After the match, FTR came out and put MJF on their shoulders to celebrate. But then the lights go out, and when they come back on...
Malakai Black.
Bray Wyatt.
Sting and Darby Allin are in the ring.
We were all wrong. Shit.
Oh, no.
And I guess they had some confrontation on Rampage?
Maybe.
Sting pushed MJF off of FTR, and he hit the ropes and fell out of the ring. Sting and Darby brawl with FTR, but MJF gets back in and low blows Sting. And FTR and MJF start beating up both of them, but then CM Punk runs out with a bat. With Sting's bat, I guess, right?
Maybe.
And the bad guys retreat.
He gave it to him.
Punk grabs a mic and says, "You don't want a one-on-one match? Then next week, bring your friends, and I'll bring mine."
Ooh.
Brandon. I want to see that six-man tag between them.
If you're going to do one.
That's a six-man tag I'd like to see.
I guess. Right.
Wouldn't want to see most of them.
But not the best friends versus the Young Bucks?
That's an eight-man. Oh,
yeah, that's even worse.
That's an eight-man tag. I'm just saying. No, not really. Yeah. No. The best friends. God. But no, Punk was also making a statement in Texas.
Yeah.
Wearing a t-shirt with a vagina symbol. And the shirt read, get your own, then tell it what to do.
Mm. So, very, very big. Yeah. Very Republican of him.
Republican. Which, I mean, that's fine and all, but I would assume most of those AEW fans, like, aren't Republicans, you know?
You don't think they're going out to get that shirt?
You mean
they are? Oh, no, they probably are. They
probably are Republicans.
Yep. No, they're probably, I would say no. I don't know.
Garland, Texas?
AEW wrestling fans?
In Garland, yeah, Texas?
Garland, Texas, for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. And why Garland? Is there like an arena out there? I just looked it up. It's just Northeast Dallas.
I don't know.
Because they can't fill the American Airlines Center.
I think they
in Dallas.
Could right now.
Can they?
Well, if they could, then they would have, right?
Right. Unless it was booked. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's true. It could have been.
I mean, they when they came to Houston, they didn't go to the Toyota Center. They went to the Fertitta Center.
Was there maybe was there a Mavericks game that night? You know,
could have been something like that. But even the Fertitta Center is an arena for college basketball.
But they're hitting all these B level venues. They're not going to big places.
Toyota Center, yeah. They make it look crowded for sure.
For sure,
yeah.
For sure.
Right. They're still outselling Raw and Smack, or at least Raw, like on a consistent basis. Like they have more fans at on Dynamite than Raw gets lately, yeah. But. All right, that's all for Dynamite. Fuck NXT. Let's give some awards.
All right.
All right.
Who'd you have for worst dress?
I had Sheeta. It looked like she was wearing a trash bag on one of her looks.
Yeah, I'll take Sheeta.
I'll go with Hook. The highlights of Hook.
No, that's fair. I guess that counts.
That's fair.
Judge? I'll allow it. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, I will
allow it. Sure. Best dressed?
Penelope Ford.
Penelope Ford?
I like Penelope Ford.
Penelope.
Penelope.
Puh?
But Penelope?
No, puh.
Penelope Ford?
It's not a PH. It's just a P.
Penelope?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. What's her last name?
Ford.
Okay.
Right?
That should be your shtick.
That's what I said.
You should call her Penelope Ford.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You called her Penelope.
Penelope. Penelope
Porn. God damn it.
Yeah, Penelope Porn.
I had Ty Cunty.
The cunt.
Cunt T.
Yep.
Worst acting.
Griff Garrison.
Yes.
That's where I'm going to go Hook for his highlights.
Oh, just okay. Horrible. Fair enough. Best acting.
MJF.
MJF, of course. Worst comment.
That's our sister that we fucked.
Yeah, both men, women, that one.
Yeah, I picked Excalibur as well. Best comment?
I don't claim to be best in the world. I just am?
No.
Oh.
MJF.
Your daughter swallows.
Oh, that's great. I had MJF calling Punk the new Ryback.
Yeah. That's mean.
It's good.
Worst match?
Wardlow and Sydal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my slow-mo that's what I went, and my slow-mo. Worst match, because yeah. There was only, what, four matches?
Right. Yeah, same.
Best match?
Paige and Danielson?
I mean, yeah, it was still the best match, right?
Yeah.
It just took forever. Lame finish.
For sure. Right.
Worst move. Which Dante Martin move did you pick?
I'm going to go with the rolling 450
botch.
Knee strike.
Knee strike.
Knee botch. Knee botch.
I'm going with the punches in the on the turnbuckle.
Oh, God. That's bad.
My God.
Yeah.
Best move?
I mean, Adam Page's moonsaults, they're so beautiful. It's so Io Shirai-like. Nice.
I'm just going to pick where he Brian moved and he hit the face on the table. Like that was extreme.
It's good.
I'll go with the dead eye on the apron. Okay. That one was good. Worst moment? It's a tie.
It's a tie. There's no ties in wrestling.
There shouldn't be.
All right.
There shouldn't be. Joe? Especially when you control the show. So
clearly.
Best
sweep
moment?
Sweep it.
I mean, MJF.
MJF's promo.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. All right, AEW wins again. Wow, how about that? All right, it is time for Reese's Pieces. First things first.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer reported that Kevin Owens has re-signed with WWE in a multi-year deal. Kevin Owens was even on, he did a podcast in Canada, And he confirmed it.
Oh.
He said, I'll just say my contract still ends on January 31st, but not 2022.
Ooh.
I will still be in WWE for several years. The decision was pretty easy because it was the best thing for my family.
Money! Yep.
When it comes to that, it's always a pretty easy decision to take. WWE has been my home for 7 years now, so I have a sense of belonging. Basically, I spent the majority of my career... Why am I doing this? I spent the majority of my career here! When you look at all the wrestling companies I've wrestled for in WWE, that's where I've been the longest. That's where I need to be for the next few years. That's how I felt. And that's the decision I made. So
I wonder if part of it is that it's getting a little crowded over at AEW.
Well, the rumors were that AEW couldn't match what the WWE offered.
Fightful, who broke,
keep paying everyone.
Fightful, who broke the story, said that WWE gave him an excellent offer.
Good.
To stay.
But that means, wait. That means they value him.
Huh? Right. That's strange.
I just can't wait because I know what he negotiated to sign the deal.
Yeah.
Where he pins Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Wow.
Yes.
Those are some high hopes you have there.
Well, why else would he sign?
I get to beat Roman Reigns.
Okay, Josh.
Sure. And then Vince puts it at the bottom, but then it's like it's in ink, but it's like magic erasable ink.
It's like the eraser that he told Austin Theory. That's the most important part.
Where is my WrestleMania moment?
Yeah,
it's gone. All right, so let's play quick point counterpoint. You want for or against?
Four.
Okay. Kevin Owens signing with WWE. That's a good thing. Why is it a good thing?
Why is it a good thing? Yeah. It's a good thing because it gives WWE more viewers. Kevin Owens gets more space to run. And as we mentioned on AEW, that's starting to become a little bit crowded. Mm-hmm. And you don't want Kevin Owens to get lost in the shuffle. And he could get lost in the shuffle over AEW.
That's fair. Andrew, why could this be a bad thing?
Well, because you're missing out on Kevin Steen and Adam Cole being in the fucking... in the same stable. That's all the argument I have to make. That's true. You get Kevin Steen getting to curse a little more on TV. Getting more freedom of speech.
Winning titles.
Winning titles.
Not facing and losing to Goldberg.
No,
These are all good ones.
That's true.
Yeah,
four years without a fucking belt in WWE.
Yeah. And it might be four more years.
You just had to do the four.
I just had to do the four. No, I mean, but seriously, I mean, it. He knows exactly what's going on with WWE, yet he resigned. So, I mean, maybe he sees that there's some hope
Fightful
there.
Said it was for a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
All right.
What do you got, Josh? Yeah. Nothing?
No, show him this one.
Yeah. So it seems like Hook is officially the first wrestler to outsell CM Punk in weekly sales on Pro Wrestling Tee. I don't know how many of these shirts.
My question is, like, how did Taz buy that many?
I don't know how many of the shirts that Taz bought. So this was, I guess, the top shirts here.
It just says,
Hook. Well, he outsold CM Punk that week. Right. That's it, right?
Right.
Because everyone owned.
Oh, yeah, right.
CM Punk shirt already.
Yeah. Top selling shirt of the week. Yeah. I don't know. I know we don't do much NXT.
Joe said, how many of those are Taz? How many of those are sarcastic buys, too, though, that fans just want to wear and be like, I got my Hook shirt.
I want one. I really do.
Confused Captain Hook fans?
Yeah.
Nice.
We need to make our Hook Talk shirt.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. Hook Talk.
I know we don't do NXT anymore, thank God, but I thought this was pretty interesting from a wrestling Observer. Brian Alvarez says what they're doing with NXT, the show is not attracting young viewers, but it's making old viewers feel young again.
It is. Okay.
What makes you feel young about these dumbasses?
Right. I mean, the only thing I could think of, like, maybe like 80-year-old
I feel people. Like I'm watching bad MTV when I watch NXT now.
So that's why. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Like bad NXT.
Oh, remember Road Rules?
Bad MTV.
Let me go watch that.
Right. It's terrible.
That's all I got.
Chris Jericho was checked into a hospital last week, and the statement he put out was that it was non-COVID related, which is, you know, because he's very anti-COVID and everything like that. But then he was ordered by doctors to not sing, even though they had a Fozzy concert coming up a couple days later. So they still had the concert, but Jericho had the fans sing instead of him.
Lame?
Seriously? Every song?
So I don't know about every song. Quiet. I don't know about every song, but like, yeah, like he didn't sing. They still had the concert.
I'd want my money back if I was at that concert.
Yeah, of course. I mean, singing Judas, maybe, but.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys. Here's number 8 on the album.
Yeah. All right. Let me pull up fan questions. That's the song. Jake Baker, would you prefer a big name losing rather than the time limit draw? I feel like the draw is a good storytelling device if they ever have a rematch. I would rather prefer Brian lose.
Listen, after a match like that, draws. For sure.
I mean, draws, you can lose. Use it once in a while, but they seem to go to it too often. You know what I mean?
Brian has 2 draws in 2 months.
Right.
That's too many. Too much.
Yeah. Too many.
Bobby the Mark Soydam, can someone explain to me why Danielson can't lose to Paige Kleen? I'm confused. Yeah, that's right.
It's very confusing.
He sure can.
Pop Culture Junkie, guys, are y'all excited as me to see that Kevin Owens has re-signed with WWE? Happy days, oh happy days. Wait, let me put on my glasses. Oh God, this says he resigned. Re-signed.
Nice.
Q Baron Corbin.
Terrible.
Coffee Black, should any world title match have any commercial breaks in it, yet alone 4? Well, it was on TV. So.
Well, you can't give an hour gotta long pay. Match.
What are they going to do?
Got to pay for something. Mm-hmm.
If anything, then don't have it on TV. But Nick Ryder, if you couldn't watch WWE or AEW and you had to watch wrestling, what company would you watch? I don't know.
Had to watch wrestling?
NWA, because it's the shortest show, I think.
And I don't have to figure out what TV channel it's on. Just watch YouTube.
Rampage is an hour.
Well, he said AEW. You can't watch AEW or WWE.
Can I watch old WCW highlights?
Does that count?
Maybe.
I want to watch WCW.
716, who has the best ass, Mandy Rose or Gigi Dolan? I would refer to you to our best ass bracket that is on Patreon, and you were on Patreon, so go check it out.
Oh.
They're both on the bracket.
Yeah.
Ryan Hensley, for the next podcast, can Andrew start the show as normal? Then the lights go back out, and when they come back on, Josh appears with or without Darby paint. Just want to see if it matches the excitement level when Darby and Darby Sr. show up.
Yeah.
We had that. We actually had that happen, the first NXT AEW episode, Josh. That was Josh's comeback.
He dapped back.
He dapped back with the Fiend mask.
Yeah. And it was How horrifying. Long were you gone for?
I was gone for a while.
Few months?
A couple months, yeah. It was like a...
Took a hiatus.
It was like Cody Rhodes' return.
Yeah.
We were at the board meeting, and Andrew stood up and said, I want to bring Josh back. And it was vetoed. And then I think someone got sick and we needed you. So, you know, whatever.
And that's
here.
How it happens.
All matters.
And then I'm here forever, baby.
You're here.
I'm stuck.
Forever. Oh, he didn't read the contract. All right.
It was all erasable.
Did you use that Vince?
It was all erasable.
Is that my Kevin Owens contract?
Yeah. Kyle Foxton taking their character and booking out of it. Do you prefer the former WWE ring names or their current AEW names? John Moxley, FTR, Ruby Soho, Sean Spears.
I like John
you
Moxley.
You want to go one by one?
Sure.
What's the first one?
John Moxley or Dean Ambrose.
John Moxley
sounds cooler, but yeah. Like Dean Ambrose, the character in his prime, better.
Yeah.
But I guess Moxley's a better name. The Revival, I think, is better than FTR.
Is it?
The name.
Okay. The Revival, yeah.
Ruby Soho, Ruby Riot. I don't know.
I think that's
Ruby
a mix.
Riot?
Ruby Riot.
What's a Soho?
Yeah.
Ruby Soho.
I knew that was coming.
It's a song.
I like Ruby
Sean
Riot.
Sean Spears is better than Ty Dillinger.
Right.
Sean Spears is way cooler.
It's his real name.
And his character is much better.
It's a porn name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CM Punk or CM Punk?
I was about to say Chris Jericho or Y2J.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson?
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, even though it's
easier. Danielson.
Even though Bryan Danielson's his real name.
Too long.
Mitch Starr, Push Fire Barry, Johnny Gargano versus Kenny Omega, Johnny Gargano versus CM Punk, Johnny Gargano versus Bryan Danielson.
Push, push, push?
I'm firing Omega.
Backwards, maybe?
Firing Omega, huh? Okay.
You gotta put, Punk and Danielson?
Yeah.
Push Punk, I guess.
Really?
Just for the feud.
Just for the feud?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Those are both fucking... amazing.
I'd push Johnny and Omega, to be honest.
They're good. They're really good.
Dalton Inglis, happy birthday to the man that hates birthdays. Hope it's a good one. Wow, he remembered.
He gets to see Spider-Man on his birthday in exactly 2 hours.
Oh, my God. How many? Oh, you know what? That should have been on the on my scorecard. Is how long are the trailers?
Oh,
like 25 over under 25 minutes.
I wonder what trailers
because they have our attention.
The last movie I went to, because movie trailers used to be 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, now then they got to 20, and then the last movie I went to, it was 25 minutes of trailers. That's too long. That's way too long.
You know why Matthew gets pissed? Because he gets his nachos.
Yeah.
And like he doesn't open it. He'll just stare at it until the movie starts. And when he always, you watch him get so pissed when another trailer, he's like, come on!
25.
Play the movie!
25 minutes of trailers.
And they're going to be showing all the movies that are coming out next year, probably.
No, I think they're going to show a lot of stuff, yeah. They have your attention in the theater.
Yeah.
Right. It's the big comeback of movies.
A new Batman trailer?
Maybe. Well, maybe, but if that came out, the Spider-Man already had the premiere, so that trailer would have come out already, right?
Mm. Yeah, but sometimes they save them for theaters. Not as much.
Yeah, but they had the premiere in theaters 2 days ago. Mm. So wouldn't those people have seen it?
And what's the point? What's your point there?
Like, it would have already been out that
the new there is
but a different new Batman countries, trailer. Right? Different countries?
Yeah, Los Angeles had the premiere.
Yeah, but
we'll definitely probably see the new Sonic trailer, that's for sure.
Well, we've already seen
They don't show trailers during premieres, like big premieres. I think they just show the movie.
Anyway. Did you go to a premiere when you worked on basketball?
No, I did not go to that premiere.
Okay.
Yeah, I was not invited.
Aw.
I went to the Star Wars premiere, though, of Phantom Menace.
Okay.
It was the non-celebrity premiere, although Leonardo DiCaprio was there. But it was like the non-celebrity red carpet premiere, but like the first showing. And there was like media there and like all these things were there. I forgot how I got tickets.
How did you feel when you saw it? How did you feel?
Phantom Menace.
You saw Phantom Menace.
So
was everyone in the theater just so hyped that everyone was just kind of pretending to like it?
Yeah, oh, this was amazing. You had no idea what's going on because when Yoda came out, the place just screamed for 30 minutes. And you're like, these children, like shut the fuck up so I can watch it. So I literally had no idea what was going on most of the movie. How about that?
Yeah.
Every time you saw something, they just would lose their shit.
Right. That's what's going to happen to
me. I just remember I was in middle school, and I was like, huh? What?
Was Phantom Menace Jar Jar Binks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Misa, go. Like,
oh my God.
Lucas is a racist.
He's lost it. Oh, that was his Vince McMahon moment.
Yeah.
All right. Next question from Andrew Gisano.
He's back. Oh,
Lord.
Love it.
Stupid. He will today.
Yeah.
I tried to ask a wholesome question last time, but I guess I will ask a whoresome question.
Ooh.
Would you rather be married to Zelina Vega with no legs or no arms?
Where do these questions come from?
I love legs, so I would say no arms.
Yeah, I'm with Andrew.
Damn. Yeah, but you'd have to feed her all the time and do everything for her.
No, she can eat
with
her
feet. Well, if she had no legs, I'd have to push her everywhere.
She can eat with her feet.
I'll feed her.
But she doesn't have... Oh, yeah.
I'll feed her. I'm married to Zelina Vega. I'll marry her, even without arms.
Can I get one arm and one leg?
Okay, she's a 10.
You ever see Boxing Helena?
No.
It's a brutal movie.
Vega's a 10, right?
Sure.
She's a 10 for me, at least.
We're on the Josh
without day. Arms... A 9?
This woman gets kidnapped and he cuts off her arms and her legs so she can't get away. And he's boxing her. Oh, it's...
This is like a horror movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds disturbing.
Or is it like a real video? Because, good God.
Yeah, no.
It's an ISIS video.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
D. Barry, what do you guys think about the big rumor that AEW signed Brody King? And he's the first member of House of Black. Brody King?
Who are you?
Exactly.
I've seen pictures, but I don't really know who he is.
Don't know. Sorry.
No.
Next question.
Angelo Boniello in Saudi voice. Why don't we like to see a woman wrestle? Because we'd rather see her box. Mwahaha, kill them.
Oh, wow. Her Joe box. Was just talking about
no,
it.
No, her box.
Interesting.
We'd like to see her in a box.
Ah, yeah. Interesting.
All right, that's all for fan questions. We got to go see Spider-Man. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Too excited.
Kevin Owens. See wrestling, but only part-time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong?